This is a moment to reflect on patience, as Elder Jeremy R. Yagi invites us to find joy in the midst of trials.
2 years ago, my youngest brother, Chad, stepped through the veil. His transition to the other side left a hole in the heart of my sister-in-law, Stephanie, their two small children, Braden and Bella, as well as the rest of the family. We found comfort in the words of Elder Neil L. Anderson in General Conference the week before Chad died. In the crucible of earthly trials, patiently move forward, and the Savior's healing power will bring you light, understanding, peace, and hope. We have faith in Jesus Christ. We know we will join Chad again, but losing his physical presence hurts. Many have lost loved ones. It's hard to be patient and wait for the time we will rejoin them. The year after he died, we felt like a dark cloud overshadowed us. We sought refuge in studying our scriptures, praying with more fervency, and attending the temple more frequently. Our family determined that 2020 would be a refreshing year. In our desire to open a new year, a new decade with joy, we decided that in 2020 we would count it all joy. We felt so strongly about it that last Christmas we gifted our siblings t-shirts that said in bold letters, "Count it all joy." The year 2020 would surely be a year of joy and rejoicing. Well, 2020 instead brought the global COVID-19 pandemic, civil unrest, more natural disasters and economic challenges. Our Heavenly Father may be allowing us time to reflect and consider our understanding of patience and our conscious decision to choose joy. The book of James has since taken on new meaning for us. James chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 continue, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." In our efforts to find joy in the midst of our trials, we had forgotten that having patience is the key to letting those trials work for our good. Just as the trying of our faith works patience within us, when we exercise patience, our faith increases. As our faith increases, so does our joy.
That was an excerpt from Elder Jeremy R. Yagi's talk, "Let Patience Have Her Perfect Work and Count It All Joy." This is a moment to reflect.